Okay, I've never done this with a smartphone before. It's always been with my old school phone, so you'll have to show me a little grace here. But I'm talking with Joy. Before, could you give me the pronunciation of your last name? I wasn't sure if it's Mueller or Muller.
Nope, you were right the first time. It's Mueller.
Mueller. Okay. So Joy Mueller with Kenya Hope is on the line today, and we're talking. She's actually talking to us from Kenya. Joy, can you explain kind of why you're there and remind us again what Kenya Hope does?
Yeah, thank you, Katie. It's our pleasure to talk to you. Kenya Hope partners with more remote communities here in Kenya to basically bring the gospel to them. But we also do that in a holistic method by focusing on the Bible, so the spiritual aspect, also the economic, education, and medical. So this time, the trip around, we've been here with our partnering church from Long Beach, California, working in the very remote community of Moisusu, where we put in a well, or what they call a borehole, which we had to go down 600 feet to get water, and we are praising the Lord that we got what they call sweet water, meaning it's not salty. Also building housing for the teachers, as well as training some of our widows.
And the widows is what, sorry, did I cut you off?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I wanted to ask you about the widows program. It's called Widows Mite. I was looking it up on your website. It looks like it's fairly new. You started in January 2018. And I guess, why did you guys start this program? Maybe talk about or help us understand the need for it and what you hope to accomplish.
Well, we're really ashamed or humbled to realize that we didn't see the need before January of 2018. But it was during the last few years that we often will camp right out in these communities. For one thing, they're so remote that we can't really stay in a town in a hotel. So we were living right amongst these communities, and we began to realize that the greatest needs in these communities wasn't just sponsoring a child, which is still a great need and a great thing, but it was the widows. In Kenya, widows are incredibly marginalized. When a husband dies, the husband's family will come in and just take everything from these women. I mean everything. And it's not just the Maasai culture. It's pretty much all across Kenya that this happens in all the 42 different tribes. The family will come in and take all of her possessions. It can be all of her clothing, her bedding, all of her kitchenware. If they have livestock, they'll take all of her livestock. If he had a car, they'll take the car and basically say, "We're going to take you down." And they are really left in a desperate, desperate situation. Now, for the communities we work in, it's even a little bit harder because almost all of these women are not educated. They don't even read or write, they're illiterate. So now they're faced with supporting their families, their children, trying to pay school fees and provide clothing and food, and they have nothing. And because all of their livestock, which for them is their bank account, has been taken away from them, they are really left destitute. So in January 2018, we just really prayed about this, and Lord, how can we help these dear, precious women? Because it is a biblical mandate for us to look out for the widows and the fatherless. So in January 2018, we started our Widows Mite program, and the name is a little bit of a play on word. Usually, you think of widow's mite as MITE, little thing, the little portion, but we're calling it widow's mite, MIGHT, meaning it's a thing of strength. And we are really trying to uplift and empower these women. So one of the first skills we have taught them, and it's been a home run, is bread baking. For much of this culture, your yeast bread is not part of their daily diet. They have a flatbread they call chapati, which is much like a tortilla, but this has taken off like just wildfire. And the ladies have perfected it. It's absolutely delicious bread. They're selling it, and they are supporting their families with it. Also, with the program, so we teach several different things. We teach sewing, soap making and bread making. Some of our widows from Kibera are making beautiful canvas and leather bags that we do sell in the States to help support the program, and they're doing a phenomenal job. We also have introduced adult literacy into the different communities, so these women have an opportunity to read and write, especially learn God's Word, and also we're teaching them chronologically from the Bible. I'm probably done with that part, Katie. Katie, did I lose you? Did I lose you, Katie?
Joy, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello.
I thought I had lost you there.
Yep. Oh, can you hear me? I'm sorry. I'm not sure why it wasn't working, but I'm glad you can hear me now. Okay, so
do I need to repeat that?
No, it's recorded everything. It just for some reason wouldn't let my voice come through. So,
okay.
But it's still good. We're good.
Okay.
Okay, so I heard everything about the widows program sounds awesome, and it sounds like you're really building these women up. Another question I have for you, do these women already know the gospel when you start interacting with them, or is that something new? You mentioned chronological teaching. How are they responding to the hope of Christ?
Well, they are really responding well. Now, some of them do already know a little bit. They might have a very, I would say, childlike faith because no one's really taught them. So also because they don't read, they don't have a chance to study God's Word for themselves. So one of the things that we do is we also bring in the audio Bibles, which we can get in all of the different languages. And that is like gold to these women, and they really treasure them. So we just had the amazing opportunity this past week. One of the sponsors was with our team from California, and as she was talking with her woman, the gal that she sponsors, she just said, "How can I pray for you?" And the woman said, "Please pray that the chains that bind me would be broken." And that was a perfect stepping stone into sharing about the gospel, and she accepted Jesus Christ that day, which was just an amazing thing to see that transformation happen in her life.
That's awesome. You mentioned sponsorship. We can connect people with more information and to actually sponsor a widow. We'll do that connection on the website, unless you want to talk about it here, about the need. But most importantly, I want to find out how people can pray for the widows.
Okay. One of the main ways you can pray for widows is just for I would say, hope. So many of them are in such dark, desperate situations where they have no food. They just don't know. They don't see a light at the end of the tunnel so that they can have hope. Also for strength, many of them are all alone, and the work is hard. In Kenya, the women have in these remote communities, they have to walk literally miles to get their water and carry it back home on their backs. They have to go collect firewood to cook their meals, take care of their animals, their children. It's a really hard, hard life for them. Pray that they would hear the gospel and that they would come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, one through the chronological teaching as we teach them, through the audio Bibles, and that they could be empowered by this program to be able to support their own families.
All right. That wraps up my questions. Was there anything I missed or anything else you wanted to add?
In general about the program or about widows?
Or just in general, either way.
No, I think that's good. I think if you could tell me, I think I clearly communicated about the widows program and the dark need of it. So,
yeah. Yeah. I think so, too. Okay, I'm going to end the recording. Let's see. Star 9.